Chris, WNBA draft last night.
Okay.
Jake from State Farm in attendance. Big endorsement deal with Caitlin Clark. She goes, she gives Jake from State Farm a big hug. What do you think his life is like?
True?
Yes, as soon as she was drafted, she hugged her parents, and then she hugged Jake from State Farm.
What? Is that true?
This is 100% true. I can only imagine she was paid a lot of money to hug Jake from State Farm.
But,
and then they had a Photoshop, or a photo shoot after the draft.
To what end?
I can only assume she's about to become a new partner of State Farm Insurance.
But what's going on over there?
State Farm, baby. They got Jake. They got Caitlin.
Sure.
I can only imagine we're going to be seeing some new ad about a dynamic duo and how you can, like, dynamic duo your home and auto insurance into a...
That's pretty good. Is there a different State Farm guy?
Are you thinking of the Allstate guy? I think there's only one Jake from State Farm.
I don't know. I feel like I heard Jake from State Farm for like 5 years, and then I saw the guy, and I was like, is that what he looks like? Like, I feel like the concept was separate from the man for me for several years.
But what do you think that man's life is like? Do you think, his name can't actually be Jake?
No, it's Kevin Miles.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I knew that off the top of my head. Okay, and IMDb trivia says he became the new Jake from State Farm in 2020.
Okay. Well, listen, he's a great Jake from State Farm. It's a legacy role. And he's
Jake from State Farm original. Okay. The original Jake from State Farm's name.
Was that a laugh in the background? Yeah.
His original name. Or the original Jake from State Farm was named Jake Stone.
Okay, so it was Jake.
This is from the commercial where, like, she's like, what are you wearing, Jake? And he goes, khakis.
Oh, that's...
Do you remember that?
I do remember that, but I can't picture Jake.
He's like a normal-ass guy. Sorry to use the ASS word.
Well, in the cold open of all places.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not the first person to point this out, but it really is like that episode of Community where Subway pays a person to, like, eliminate their previous identity and just become the living embodiment of Subway.
Sure. And by the way, speaking of Subway, Blake Griffin retiring.
Yeah. Also big. Oh, my God. I pictured Jake from State Farm looking like.
Yeah, like, he looks different, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't find it, but there was a great picture making the rounds of Blake Griffin with Jared Fogle.
Oh. Ooh.
And they were working out together. Hold on, good. I've got the photo here.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad you had that.
I think it was a promotional opportunity. I don't think they were. I don't think this is an Epstein situation.
They're passing a, what's that called? A medicine ball back and forth.
Yeah, they're doing kind of the classic, like, core workout.
Look at the size of Blake Griffin's hands on that medicine ball.
Yeah, he's an NBA basketball player.
If you want to look at what we're looking at, Google Blake Griffin, Jared Fogle. And also let us know what comes up.
But don't click images.
No.
No, if you search Blake Griffin, Jared Fogle, it's right at the top. So that should be fine. Oh, and here's another photo of them playing basketball together.
Wow. That just tells me how old Blake Griffin is.
Yeah, 14 seasons.
He's been around a long time. He didn't play this year, did he?
No.
Or was he on Boston?
He was on Boston last year, for sure. He did not play this year.
Wow, Blake Griffin rocking the... looks like he's got he's got those MLB Fanatics pants on. You can see his shorts underneath his pants. And it looks like they might also be like... zipper, like, it looks like he can unzip the bottom of his pants to turn them into shorts.
Yeah, did you ever have tearaway pants?
I've not ever owned tearaway pants, unfortunately. Well, I feel like I almost bought them for a bit a couple times, but never got it cleared.
They'd be great as a bit. Yeah, why? Those were like a thing in my youth, famously.
Tearaway pants?
Yeah.
Not just among strippers?
Chiefs? You think the primary clientele for tearaway pants is strippers?
You're talking about pants that you can just grab and like pull and they just come right off, right?
Yeah.
What's the other clientele?
Huh. I guess it's like a sports, you know, like a work, like a warm up.
So, what do you think there are more of, NBA players or strippers?
Why is a stripper wearing tearaway pants?
So that they can strip quickly. This is like a famous thing.
That famously. Oh, sorry, I just got scared by the champion website tried to ping me to ask if I had any questions while I was looking at tearaway pants. By the way, these tearaway pants, $89.
Wow, you can write that off if you're a stripper. You can afford those. That's a business expense.
Okay, back to the question at hand, though. Famously, of course, strippers, their thing is, like, they want to strip quickly.
There's no way you haven't seen this in pop culture and media.
It's an efficiency game. Like, I've seen this in a movie where like,
goes, bam, and then he's just wearing, like, a Speedo underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing that only exists for movies.
I don't think so. I think that's a
just
real...
Just like how I was talking about this... Hey, I heard...
Got a noise complaint. Mind if I come in and talk to you ladies about the noise complaint? Yeah, my name's Officer Nasty. Bam! Tearaway pants.
Okay, it seems like you have an entire
this is just
vision for this.
This plays out across America every single day. That exact scenario that I just described.
In the suburban homes and bachelorette parties exactly. Of our nation.
40th birthday parties and bachelorette parties.
I don't remember what the question was.
What do you think Jake from State Farm's life is like?
What do I think his life is like? I think he is quite busy.
Yeah.
He, like, makes a lot of appearances at things. Like, wasn't he at, like, the All-Star Game or something?
Oh, yeah. He's everywhere. But, like, they set him up like he's a celebrity. That's what State Farm does.
It is an interesting marketing move. I mean, it's the same. It is the same as a mascot, but if your mascot is just a man,
yeah,
that's kind of like
he doesn't have his own face.
Yeah,
his face is State Farm's
face. But also, like, because he's just a guy, he can just go to like courtside at the Lakers game
in a way that a mascot couldn't.
Yeah,
in a way that the like, Jollibee couldn't.
The Jimmy John's giant sub with a face on it.
Is that a real mascot?
I'm pitching it tomorrow.
Yeah, I forgot you had it. You do have a background in business.
If you're the giant sub, you can't just go sit courtside. But if you're
Jake... No, you take up two or three seats.
And even, you throw on a red polo, even a State Farm polo. Can they stop you from wearing a State Farm polo? That's a real question.
I don't think they can stop you from wearing anything to a basketball game. This is America.
Except tearaway pants.
Well, that's the thing. They don't know. They can't tell. That's what makes them so perfect for strippers. You think it's just a normal construction worker. And then bam.
You think it's a normal pants with buttons going down the side.
they're hard to see buttons.
Maybe for you.
What do you think the process is like after the strip? Where he's done and he's cleaning up and he has to re-button up all the way up the sides. His tearaway pants.
What do you think has happened?
No, just like he's like, okay, my clothes are all strewn across the room. I gotta go get dressed so that I don't walk out of this apartment in a Speedo. Oh, gotta rebutton all the way up my legs. That must be a long and slow process.
What's the deal? Hey, I'm gonna get vulnerable for a second.
Okay.
You ever been to a strip club?
No.
Me neither.
Wow. We should go.
What's
sometime.
The deal there?
Corporate retreat.
We
brass rail.
Retreat. Okay, I know I said it earlier, but I mean it this time. Hit the theme song.
I don't think you did say it earlier, just for the record. I think that's the first time.
The people heard it.
We're 9.5 minutes in.
Hey, that's the same number of weeks that Mickey Rourke and What's-Her-Face got.
Okay.
I don't know. It is Kim Basinger. I was going to say Kim Basinger,
you
but I wasn't
hesitated.
Sure. And I should have just gone in on it.
Chris, I believe it's the Western Conference play-in games tonight. By the time people hear this, they will have already happened. Do you think...
Oh, it's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. Do you think the Lakers should tank this game?
No. I think it's just bad, like, it's bad karma.
Yeah, no, you can't. If you can't go into a one-game knockout willingly, especially since you're probably playing the Warriors.
And also, just that, like, you are going to have to... You're going to have to play the best teams anyways. People are always like, oh, they're dodging this specific matchup. But, like, if your goal is actually to win a championship, which ostensibly it is for the Lakers...
In theory.
I don't know how realistic that might be, but certainly, like, I think that's what their goal is. Like, they're not just happy to be there. I feel like... You're gonna have to play the Nuggets at some point, realistically. Maybe the, I don't know, who knows what'll happen, but you're probably going to have to play the Nuggets regardless. It's probably better to do that when you're fully healthy.
I buy that
because I feel like LeBron James and Anthony Davis are more likely to
break
get
down.
Injured at some point than Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic.
All right, so no tank. Do you think the Lakers beat the Pelicans tonight?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
the Pelicans are not in great form right now. The Lakers are in good form right now. Like, their record since the All-Star break is...
quite strong.
Pretty terrific. Have you heard this whole new thing now is LeBron James' three-point sniper. Have you heard this narrative that's sort of been picking up steam the last couple weeks?
No, is he just... hitting a lot of threes?
He's at 41% for the year, Griffin.
Holy cow.
Listen, I know, isn't that remarkable?
The guy...
it is the best clip of better. His career.
Yeah, I buy that.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Honestly, it truly is at the point where we don't talk about it because we're used to it, but everything that he is doing right now is truly, truly amazing. Like, in the truest sense of the word. You should be amazed at what this man is doing every single time he steps on a basketball court and plays the way that he does.
It's unprecedented.
It really is. In such an extreme way.
Yeah. No, like, it's like no one has, or like very few people have been like starter caliber at this point in their careers. And he is going to probably be on an All-NBA team.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Kings Warriors, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins?
Give me the Kings.
Give them the Kings. Give them the Kings. I'll take the Warriors. You want to put a high focus point on it?
We'll put a point on it. And of course, you remember, just quickly remind us, everyone, what the thing that we put the point on last week was and who won it?
That was on, we agreed on something. So... it was either both of us got the point or neither of us got the point. Uh-huh. And of course, the point was on... do you remember? Are you quizzing me?
I mean, yes. Sorry, I was shaking my head, but I meant to
say yes.
What
did we talk about?
Of course I remember.
Baseball?
Yeah, we did talk about it.
Was it hockey? I don't remember. I don't remember what the point was on.
Well, let's quickly... since you mentioned baseball and hockey...
Well, wait, you got to finish doing your bracket. Okay, so who wins between the Pelicans and the Kings?
The... really sniff right into that mic, by the way. Oh, that is vile. Give me... I don't know. I'd really like to see the Pelicans in there.
Okay.
Give me the Pelicans.
I will also take the Pelicans, but over the Warriors... then in the East rapid fire, Sixers or Heat?
I'm gonna emotionally hedge and say the Heat.
Wow. And then the Hawks or the Bulls in a real clash of the Titans?
Wow, Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls. Just like Dennehy foretold.
Sometimes you just... words come out of your mouth that just wash over me.
At least one person's gonna love that.
Do you know that for sure, or are you, like, staking a bet?
both?
Do you have no? But like, do you have a person in mind who's gonna love that?
I think she's right outside. Give me the Hawks. Or wait, sorry, who?
Hawks Bulls.
Yeah, give me the Hawks.
Yeah. Okay.
Bulls are terrible.
And then Sixers Hawks.
Sixers. I mean, they have like a real player.
Yeah, they are. They have the roster of a top three seed.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Sixers over the Heat. I'll take the Hawks over the Bulls. And then I'll take the Hawks over the Heat.
Wow.
Kyle Lowry revenge game incoming. Sixers Heat.
You think this is it for the Heat, eh?
I do. I refuse to believe.
Hey, you can, in my experience, you can refuse all you want.
It'll happen.
They will still show up. Fifth in defensive rating, Griffin.
Jeez. Listen, Eric Spoelstra, best in the world.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's a very hot take. All right, we do have to get into this bracket because we really have to finish it today.
You don't
today.
Want to talk MLB and NHL?
Well, we can. I was just thinking, we have to finish it today. The ratings, Chris, are telling us that we have to finish this today. The ratings are telling us that making this a multi-week journey may have been a mistake.
Yeah, you demanded that it be 120.
Listen, we live songs. And we learn. We live and we learn.
I didn't need to learn. I knew. Who you got for the old Hart Trophy, Griffin?
Austin Matthews. Assuming he scores 70. 69.
That was just like the Uber Eats commercial.
69 is not good enough, but if he gets to 70, that's an MVP season.
It's good enough for many in the world.
You're a disgusting, disgusting creature. So give it to Matthews, and if not him... If the Penguins make the playoffs, maybe Sidney Crosby.
No, come on.
Sidney Crosby's so good.
Were you listening to Jeff McKinney. And Elliot on the Jeff Merrick show yesterday? Because they brought that up.
I listen Jeff to Jeff Merrick and Elliot said, twice a week and no more.
That was why I was wondering. But Jeff was like, yeah, if the Penguins make it, and how does that affect the Hart Trophy race?
Jeff's
and I
been
was like,
pounding that drum.
Gotta go with zero, Jeff, with all due respect.
I love Jeff.
Jeff's great.
I've been meaning to pitch a series just called Jeff plays That's around with like Stathead, and it's just like Jeff sitting there for a while being like, I wonder who's had 2 goals, 2 assists, and 4 penalty minutes in a game. Oh, Guy Boucher. Interesting.
<That's>
I think
that
would be great.
No, you can't do... How many points does Sidney Crosby have?
Like 100-ish.
Yeah.
Roughly. Like, leading a beating... And battered
92.
Penguins so team.
Not that close to 100, I must say.
I mean, listen, it's a ridiculously stacked season. My ballot would probably go Matthews, McKinnon, McDavid.
McDavid third.
Kucherov, Crosby.
McDavid third.
Listen, 70 goals is more impressive than 100 assists.
It's canonically not.
I don't think canonically is the word you're going for.
Like, it is factually not.
Yes, it is. Goals are more important than assists.
But that 100 assists is less common than 70 goals.
Mm, but two guys are going to do it this year alone.
Yeah.
So no one scored 70 goals in like 30 years.
Who cares?
You're biased towards your Colorado Avalanche and Nathan McKinnon. That's what's
No, I think it should be
here.
McDavid.
Hmm. Western Canada bias.
Yeah, I love my prairie people. Hey, we love our Midwest audience. So
we do love our Midwest audience. It's been a while since we shouted them out. Shouted our Midwest audience. Sitting in the other room from you.
No, PNW. Please, be respectful.
Listen.
Hey.
Listen.
No, you listen.
She's biased.
Make problems for me.
You don't... You are. This is a problem for me. You are on the PNW side. That's well established. Idaho.
It's very close to Oregon.
Of course it is. It borders it, some would say.
It gets skinny at the top.
It does. It borders Washington as well, both of which are the PNW, but
Couldn't
Idaho.
Be me.
Definition of Midwest.
It really is not. You're just thinking of Iowa.
No, I know exactly where Idaho is. I'm really good at the Sporkle quiz where you have to click on all 50 states without outlines. It's really hard.
Wow, no outlines, eh?
Yeah, and I'm good at it. You ever tried to
It literally
snipe
is not
Delaware?
Midwest. It's above Utah and Arizona, and that's
Which are the
eastern half. What? That's insane.
Utah's Midwest, Arizona's Southwest.
Colorado is Midwest to you.
Yes.
New Mexico is Midwest
to you. New Mexico is Southwest.
You are psychotic.
I'm rock solid on my American geography.
And at least half the state, probably more, is above Nevada.
Of Idaho? Mid does not mean middle, north, south.
I'm just telling you
mid what's means up. In the middle of the west.
Yeah, so you would say that Kentucky is in the Middle East?
No. Kentucky, no one cares about Kentucky. I don't even know what they call like the Kentucky, Tennessee.
Yeah, the pre-south. Region.
The pre-south, that's good. No. Like half the states in the Union are the Midwest.
That's insane. And then quickly, Blue Jays.
I'm not.
How worried are you? They're above 500 now.
Yeah. Thank you for this screenshot of the western side of the United States.
So you admit that that's the west.
Yeah, and Idaho's in the middle of it.
That's not true.
It's not all the way west, because that's Washington and Oregon and California.
So there's three Midwest. There's three western states, is what you're positing.
No, those are Pacific North. There is no western state. There's Pacific Northwest, there's Southwest, there's Midwest. There's no just west. Okay. Everything west needs a qualifier.
So Nevada is Midwest to you.
Nevada is a tricky one. I think Nevada exists in a space all its own.
Well, I think Idaho would have to exist in that space as well.
No, Idaho's Midwest. It's also vibe-based. It's not necessarily only geography.
I don't think you know a single thing about Idaho's vibe.
Potatoes.
It's not a vibe. That is a product.
And yet, it's a vibe. I know... I know a guy from Idaho. He's annoying.
Boop! Okay.
He's told me all I need to know. No, is an Idaho country city?
Oh, these snorks are going to be the death of us. Blue Jays? Listen,
maybe Boise. Maybe Boise is a thriving leftist metropolis. But
no, they're pretty Republican.
Oh, interesting. No, yeah. That seems Midwestern.
Okay.
All right. Should we take a break and then get into this bracket?
Didn't we just start? Are we like
we're 22 minutes in.
Is that true?
Yeah.
We're never going to get this done.
We were arguing about the Midwest for a long time.
So this episode, it's just going to go till it's done, right?
Yeah.
100%. So if this episode is like 2 hours long.
It won't be. I've studied all these songs. I'm rock solid. Okay. All right. We will take a break. We'll be right back with the finale.
What do you think about the Blue Jays?
And what we think about the Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays are... No, I think the Blue Jays are fine. Listen, I'm a little... Not a hot start, but...
No,
it's April 16th. I don't... Sure. I just... Maybe I think the Blue Jays are fine because I hate everyone online who melts down every time that Vladdy Olivas...
They have a -16 run differential.
Yeah, that's bad, but they're also above 500. And so once that normalizes... Their record will be even better than it should
be. They're 500.
No, once their run differential normalizes to their quality.
Sure. Famously, wins are a predictor of run differential and not vice versa.
No, I'm saying they are winning out despite the fact that they are playing badly. But they're not a bad team, so they won't continue to play badly. So they're... play will improve, which means their wins will continue at a good rate, but they'll already have a good number of wins from when they were playing badly, so they will be above their number of wins even when they're playing well.
Interesting. What do you think the Blue Jays OPS plus is?
I'm going to say 44. No, I'm going to say 89.
No, you're down on them.
I am. Well, they've been playing badly.
It's 100 flat.
They are the average team.
They are perfectly average.
Good for them. We should all aspire to be such. All right.
They are 27th in home runs.
Yeah, that's bad. Hit some more.
For sure.
That's my coaching take. All right, back in a moment with the finale right after this. And we're back. Welcome back into High Floor, Low Ceiling. Chris, we've set ourselves a Herculean task over these last couple of weeks, and we are finally... The end is in sight as we begin the second round.
Don't say that. Just quickly.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play a quick game with you.
Uh-oh.
This is sports related.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, so the Chicago Bulls.
Correct.
They played 9 players in their 129-127 win over the Washington Wizards on April 12th. Okay. That was 4 days ago.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. Alex Caruso, DeMar DeRozan, and Nikola Vucevic did not play.
Okay.
How many of the 9 players can you name?
Kobe White.
That's one. 20 points.
Ayo... I'm not going to get his last name right, but
Dosunmu did not play.
He did not play. Fuck. Let's see. Zach LaVine? No, out for the year. I knew that. Who's that guy? Patrick Williams?
Did not play. I believe he's also out for the year.
No, Pat. Let's see. So I'm strong on Kobe White. Andre Drummond?
No, Andre Drummond.
Why? Oh, I'm naming Bulls. Who's the other guy who messed up that alley-oop with Andre Drummond? Was it Torrey Craig? Is he on the
Bulls? Torrey Craig's there.
Torrey Craig.
Torrey Craig, 11 points and 15 rebounds. Wow. Quite a game.
Kobe White and Torrey Craig. That may be just about it for me when it comes to this year's Chicago Bulls.
All right. Do you want me to give you the other 7?
Yeah. Run them down.
All right. So 24 points, Javonte Green.
Who?
Exactly. 22 points and 20 rebounds from Adama Sanogo.
Never heard of him.
17 points from Dalen Terry.
Literally never heard of him.
9 points from Henri Drell.
That's like those Key and Peele sketches.
6 points from Onuralp Bitim. He went 2 of 10 from the field.
Onuralp,
and
no.
Griffin... 7 minutes and 3 seconds, 0 of 2 shooting, 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, famously the Sam Mitchell, 0-0-0. Did have 1 block. Andrew Funk.
So I got the only 2 that are like NBA players. I'm pretty proud of myself to go for 2.
I was fascinated by that list of players who are fully fictional for the most part. Yeah.
It's like, have you ever seen that Japanese baseball sim game that came up with, like, American
Steve McDykel?
Yeah. That's what that was. All right. And still beat the Wizards, if I remember you.
129-127. Good Lord, I'm sure the Wizards were trotting out a bunch of world beaters.
Yeah. All right, Chris, I have studied each and every song of these 64 songs in the second
round. Yes, you listened to the songs.
You sent me a playlist. With 64, I was able to knock off the ones that I was like, all right, when I see the title, I know that song. Knocked those off and got down to like 25. And even some of those 25, I was like, I pretty much know this, but it was like, if I don't read the title and immediately play the entire song in my head, it stays on. And I've been studying those, and I'm feeling very, very good.
That's terrific to hear. Can you title this episode like... There's a bunch of sports stuff at the beginning for like half an hour.
Yes. Not just the Taylor bracket.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you concerned about our plummeting numbers?
I didn't know they were plummeting.
They're plummeting.
I can imagine. I would plummet too.
I'm plummeting. All right. Let's land this plane. I feel like I say that a lot. This show.
You say it. I don't think you say it on mic. Is the thing?
Oh, I say you're it right all, before when, we come back.
Right from before the break. We come back from break, you always say, "You ready to land this plane?" And I go, "Okay."
It's a fun. It's fun, sort of like
it is
white suburban dad thing to say.
I thought you were gonna say white supremacy.
Oh my god!
It's a fun little
Griffin saying I picked up at the meetings.
22 versus Exile. We're taking this serious. Me too.
I love
Invisible
that
String versus All Too Well 10-minute version.
All Too Well.
I agree. Mean versus champagne problems.
Mean.
Okay, I don't really have strong feelings about that one, so I'll go with you. Mr. Perfectly Fine versus The Very First Night. Oh,
I love Mr. Perfectly Fine a lot, but The Very First Night is really good. I've discovered upon re-listening to a bunch of these that I like Rent a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We all know I'm a fearless girl through and through, but as my girlfriend described, I may be fearless sun with like red rising. Mm. That might be my personality. Would you agree with that?
I, sure. This is tough. I do the very first night has been in my head since we started doing this. I
could fly high. See how well I'm doing, by the way.
You're doing terrifically. I'm so proud of you. I'm glad this was the thing that got you to listen to Taylor Swift.
I mean, I've heard all of these songs before. It's mostly
the remaining
title.
64 songs on our 128 song. All right, what are you going with here?
I'd vote Mr. Perfectly Fine as much as I love The Very First Night.
I would probably go Very First Night.
Okay.
How do we break a tie here?
I'll go Very First Night. That's fine.
Okay.
It's Very First Night isn't my favorite on Red, and Mr. Perfectly Fine isn't my favorite on Red.
All right. Monster matchup here, Griffin. Monster matchup. You Belong With Me versus Love Story.
Oh, my God. I know that the people's pick is You Belong With Me, but I've always preferred Love Story.
I think I'd go with Love Story as well. I don't love either of these songs, but...
You're crazy.
Bit of a curious matchup here. I don't just mean because that's what Alice says in Alice Wonderland. The One and Wonderland.
Okay. We found...
We were singing Wonderland.
Wonderland in the third round is where we found Wonderland.
Great. That's fine by me. Two Midnight's tracks here, Griffin. Question and Mastermind.
I didn't really like Question, and I do like Mastermind.
Okay. That's fine by me. I like Question, but... Speak Now and Change.
Oh, two good ones. Speak Now, not my favorite on Speak Now, so I'm going to vote Change.
Yeah, I used to really love Speak Now, and it's kind of dulled a little for me. So I'm happy with going with Change. August and Ivy, two great Folkmore era songs.
Yeah, listen, August the defending champ, back for another year, returned all its starters. No one went up to the draft. March Madness.
Absolutely, of course, Griffin. This is the March Madness fragment.
Right.
We're doing this because it's March Madness right now.
You're
just talking about how Caitlin Clark got drafted yesterday.
Okay, the WNBA draft is really close to March Madness.
Still.
Listen, Ivy's really good, but I do think August goes through.
I think so as well. You're On Your Own Kid versus Our Song. Very new versus very old.
Yeah. I really like a specific part of You're On Your Own Kid where it builds up.
The pre-chorus.
But I don't really like the rest of it. Where it's like, so take the bridge. I guess you'd call that the bridge. I would vote Our Song.
I would vote Our Song as well.
Debut going through.
Fearless versus Seven.
Oh, Seven's really good.
Seven might be her best song.
Wow. Okay, well, then we'll
throw that out
Seven.
There. Might be her best lyrics at the bare minimum.
Seven's really good.
Ooh, Holy Ground versus Picture to Burn.
I liked Holy Ground fine. It was one of the ones I had to study, but I would vote Picture to Burn.
That's fine by me. I don't have strong feelings about Holy Ground, although I do like it quite a bit. Two first singles, Griffin. Mine versus What? Look What You Made Me Do.
I really love Mine. I think Mine might be her best song.
It is very quintessential of that era, for sure. I'm happy to send that through.
Yeah.
Betty versus Don't Blame Me.
Listen, not to cement love my status Betty. As a reputation hater, but I really love Betty, and Don't Blame Me is fine.
It really goes for it.
Yeah.
Tough one here, Griffin. Out of the Woods versus Cornelia Street.
Oh, I guess Cornelia Street isn't that up-tempo.
Two sort of mid-tempo criers.
Yeah. Out of the Woods is a crier? I'd go Out of the Woods.
In the hospital room. That's fine by me.
20 stages.
Willow versus Stay, Stay, Stay.
Okay, here's one of my massive takeaways from Red is that I love Stay, Stay, Stay.
Wow. It's very cute.
Get some ukulele in there.
It's almost, it's not quite, but it's kind of a cousin of the songs that you were complaining about. The Best Day.
No.
It's so sweet.
It is really sweet. She's happy.
It's syrupy clearly. A little bit, I think.
But musically, it is very much that way.
That's another song I used to love and have sort of been like, ugh, it's just too much lately. But I don't have any strong love for Willow.
No.
Even though that's my cat's name, R.I.P.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Bring it down.
Sorry. These things happen.
Oh, man, this is tough. Listen, Willow's also a good song. I like Willow a lot.
But you said you love Stay, Stay, Stay.
I do love Stay, Stay, Stay.
I don't love Willow.
Okay.
So we can send through Stay, Stay, Stay. All
right, let's do it. I don't love Willow.
Long Story Short versus Red.
Oh.
Long Story Short, underrated in my opinion.
Long Story Short's a great song, but my other takeaway from Red was that I love Red.
Your two takeaways were that you love Red and you love Red.
Yeah.
Man, interesting matchup here.
It's also one of the ones where I was like, this is a great song. I don't listen to this one enough.
It's great. It is great. Do you want to go back and change it?
But I love Red.
Hey?
Red is like maybe my new favorite Taylor Swift song.
Well, I think that should go through then.
Yeah. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I Think He Knows versus Anti-Hero.
I didn't really feel anything for I Think He Knows personally.
Okay, that's fine. Terrific bridge, not to bring up a lover bridge again, but ooh, two tearjerkers here, Griffin. Nothing New versus My Tears Ricochet. So you've now experienced Nothing New.
I have, and it's good. It's a good song.
Did it move you? Did it bring emotional pain to you?
I forgot that was the one that always is that the one that always makes Evie cry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I forgot that it was that one, so I'll listen to it again, even more closely.
But for now,
I think it's My Tears Ricochet.
That's fine by me. Death Trouble by a Thousand Cuts versus I Did Something Bad.
Ooh, two really good songs. What's your preference here?
I would definitely go Death by a Thousand Cuts.
That is your
I don't
favorite.
Hate I Did Something Bad, but you know, that is one of my favorites.
Yeah, let's do Death by a Thousand Cuts. DBATC.
Hits Different versus Getaway Car.
Ooh, two good ones. Getaway Car would be my vote.
Hey, these are kind of these kind of tell a story next to each other.
You say she hit someone with her car.
It's different. I this might be what I have to fight you a little bit on. Okay. It's Different is really good.
It is. Make your pitch.
It's really good.
That is basically what all of this bracket boils down to.
Yeah. It was silly to do. Getaway Car's 3-point
game is really. I think Hits Different is going to struggle with that.
Hits Different is kind of like the Kevin Garnett of Taylor Swift songs.
All right, let's do Hits Different.
All right. Delicate versus Style.
Style.
I've never been huge on Style personally, oh. But.
Hold on.
Hold the phone. What do you think about Delicate?
I think Delicate's fine.
Mixed.
Like it's good. It's not a bad song. There aren't really many bad songs on this bracket. We got rid of all those.
Style.
Already. Style is also like. It is fun.
You don't seem enthused though.
It's not my favorite off of. All right,
I would push for Delicate then, because I really like
push
Delicate.
Through Delicate then. God forbid I get my way, Emilio.
You're a fool. Miss Americana and, of course, famously, the Heartbreak Kid. Versus This Is Me Trying.
This Is Me Trying.
I don't have any love for either of these.
It's good, but it's boring, so I'd give it to M-A-T-H-P.
Wildest Dreams versus Marjorie. Another two very emotional songs.
Wildest Dreams is like seems like I should like it more than I do.
Interesting.
Marjorie's very
I can see
beautiful.
That perspective. It is. That one makes me cry.
Yeah, let's put Marjorie through.
We all love our grandmas, don't we, folks?
Used to.
Is It Over Now versus I Bet You Think About Me? Unless they're Ooh. Racist.
Good way to just cover all your bases there. We do not condone racism.
Or homophobia.
Oh. I think it's I Bet You Think About Me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's fine with me. I don't have great affection for Is It Over Now, but I would probably go with that. Ooh, I Almost Do versus Dancing With Our Hands Tied. Very different songs.
Yeah, we've been dancing. Was it Skrillex on Dancing With Our Hands Tied doing that little chorus beat there?
That's a great question.
There's a lot. There's a lot going on in that chorus.
But listen, what's your verdict?
I really like I Almost Do. I'm happy to defer to you here. I like both of these songs.
I like both of these songs too. I definitely prefer Dancing With Our Hands Tied. Okay. I think I Almost Do is like, it kind of just gets overshadowed. It's kind of the,
it does just feel like the rest of Red, but not as, doesn't stand out as much.
It's kind of, was it you that, where we were talking about the sort of slightly plodding, Speak Now ballads?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's kind of in that family.
It's on Red, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of evocative of that sort of period. Dancing With Our Hands Tied, the one sort of mix-up, or the new voice in the room, is Oscar Holter, who co-wrote Blinding Lights. So
By The Weeknd?
Yeah.
I can see that.
So that's kind of the... Oh, and like... co-wrote, co-produced a bunch of Weeknd stuff. So that's kind of the area.
It feels even more produced than most Weeknd stuff does. Like,
Oh yeah. The Last Great American Dynasty versus We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Last Great.
I agree.
TLGAD.
Ooh, Clean versus Cruel Summer. What a matchup.
Clean is another one where it's like, I need to do a little bit of studying, and it's really, really good.
It's real good. Imogen Heap.
I'd vote Clean.
That's okay with me. These are both ones I fully love. So.
Yeah, those are two.
Ooh, speaking of ones I fully love, Lover versus New Year's Day.
Okay, New Year's Day. You said you were excited for me to listen to that one, I believe.
Maybe.
I really like the theme of the song, finding beauty in the mundane when you're with someone who...
That's also kind of the theme of Lover.
It is. I would vote Lover. I thought New Year's Day musically was fine. I think the message.
I think what works for me engaging about New Year's Day is that it feels almost like Lover, she's trying to write a New Year's Day, whereas New Year's Day feels much more organic and sort of restrained by not sort of being a fully... Because, you know, Lover, it's called Lover. It's true. Like a quintessential love song. And New Year's Day, to me, feels more like a restrained execution of that concept.
I get that. Maybe it's just because I just moved in with my lovely partner for the first time here, so you're really... Lover. Sorry?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Your lover.
Yeah, well, it's just, I don't know, seeing the... It's a, like the way she expressed the love and Lover really felt like it hit home for me while I was listening to it the past few days. Yes,
it's very domestic.
New Year's Day is the same thing. So, all right, Lover goes through.
Lover goes through. That was a tough one. Yeah. The Way I Loved You versus Maroon.
It's clearly The Way I Loved You.
Yeah, I think that's where you're going for sure. Sparks Fly versus Cardigan. Interesting.
Okay.
Two track twos. That's the kind of level I'm working on. If anyone thought that I was like like studying from something, that's the kind of level I'm operating on.
I think Sparks Fly is a very strong track too. I think Cardigan's a bit of a snoozer.
Yeah, Cardigan. People love Cardigan.
What did Cardigan beat in the first round?
Cardigan beat How You Get the Girl. That was a mistake. Yeah. But hey, we can't go back.
Listen, we can't go back.
We can barely go forward. All right, Forever and Always versus Long Live.
Oh, two songs I love.
You love Forever and Always. That might be your favorite.
It really might be. Are you fine with that? Because I know you really like... I really like Long Live. Like, I wouldn't be...
I like Long Live quite a bit. I think I was sort of effusive about Long Live because you did not know it beforehand.
Like last year, you mean?
Yeah, like before we saw the movie. Okay, but I'm fine with Forever and Always. All right. We're done round two.
We're down to 32, the 32 best Taylor Swift songs.
And honestly, it's a battle right now.
Listen, these are 32.
All of these matchups are going to be crazy. Exile versus All Too Well.
Listen, all due respect to Exile, but we've got it. I think we have a juggernaut run shaping up in this bracket right now.
Okay, interesting. Mean versus the very first night. It's the very first night for me.
Okay, I'm with you.
Love Story versus Wonderland.
Love Story for me personally.
Wow.
You like Wonderland, I know.
I do. Well, I love Wonderland.
Do you love Story Wonderland?
Okay. What are you listening for?
I thought I heard the voice of someone in my apartment, even though I am alone in my apartment.
Ooh, scary. More like a horror story. Okay, on the count of three, we'll both say the level at which we like the respective songs.
On a scale of higher number.
On a scale of 1 to 10. You can do halves.
Okay.
And then we'll go through. Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 8.5. Wow!
Oh, no way!
That's awesome. Okay, I'll defer to you.
No, you defer to me more than I defer to you, so I feel that's fine true. To defer to you in this scenario. The
deferential
scenario.
Girly. Okay, Wonderland.
I have
it is,
alpha
then.
Energy.
You do. You're so strong. Yeah. I have to cower before you. Mastermind versus Change. This is Change for me.
I agree with you.
Like, as much as there's some Midnight songs I really love, but for the most part, like, even though I like basically all the songs of Midnight's, it's hard for an average Midnight song to stand up to a strong song from another album.
Yeah. I'm with you.
August versus Our Song.
I'd say August. But I do honorable mention here. To Our Song.
Yeah,
glad it made it to song. The round of 32. Oh, another reason absolutely. We have to finish this today is because there's a new dang album coming out this weekend.
So true. And then we have to start a new bracket thing. With the new songs.
Yes. That's why we have to go to 256 next year.
Absolutely. Next year.
It'll be
seven
our entire
picture
year
to burn. This is clearly seven.
Yes.
Okay. Setting up a monster matchup in the next round.
Gotta stop saying that because I just keep thinking of Monster Mash.
Well, stop thinking it. Mine versus Betty.
You are Betty. You're the best thing that's ever been mine. Oh. This is hard for me, personally.
This is a battle for you.
How would you lean?
I would lean mine, for sure. I've always thought Betty's a little overstated in its how people talk about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you send your political message.
Absolutely. Out of the Woods versus Stay, Stay, Stay.
I feel like you're going to go Out of the Woods here.
I don't feel super strongly about Out of the Woods, but just conceptually, I feel like Stay, Stay, Stay's come far enough, but I
that's fine.
If it went through, I would not be upset.
All right, let's do Out of the Woods. That's fine.
All right.
Amelia.
Red. You have taken that to your very core of your being.
It has literally changed the person that I am.
Red versus Anti-Hero.
Red.
This is a tough one, in my opinion. But if you feel strongly about Red, I'll defer to you. My Tears Ricochet versus Death by a Thousand Cuts. I can't believe you made Mirror Ball go in round one. That was such BS.
What made you think of that? Oh, because I'm being so deferential.
Because My Tears Ricochet is immediately after Mirror Ball, and I'm like, why isn't Mirror Ball just here?
What was
it
up
real
against?
Let's have a looky-loo. It might have been up against My Tears Ricochet. We think about your answer while I look for this. It was up against Fearless.
Okay.
So not a valid, not an easy matchup, but Fearless went out in the next round.
Yeah, because you're anti-Fearless. This one's Death by a Thousand Cuts.
That's
a great song.
It's true. Hits Different versus Delicate. This is my
yeah,
field.
This is your bracket here. I'm equally fine. If I had to vote, I would vote Hits Different, but if you really like Delicate, you can send that through.
I love Delicate. I do really like Hits Different as well, though, so if you feel Hits Different, I will go with you. Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Kid versus Marjorie.
Marjorie.
I think Marjorie walks as well here. I Bet You Think About Me versus Dancing With Our Hands Tied. Very
wow,
different
the
song.
Two sides of Taylor Swift, some would say.
Also, either one of these songs, a bit of a miracle run to the Sweet 16.
You think I Bet You or Think is it, About Me is a huge underdog? I was under the impression that ever since that came out, it's top been very popular.
16. I mean, Chris Stapleton was on SNL last week and didn't perform it. So
I was almost like, she's got a new album coming out this week. Maybe she swings by. Maybe they sing it.
You're lost.
Get the word out.
Travis Kelce plays steel guitar or whatever.
She's made a surprise appearance already this season. So okay, that's how lost you are.
Yeah, I know. Rachel McAdams introduced Renee Rapp. We haven't even talked about that. I've been watching SNL.
You've been watching SNL?
Yeah,
a couple of really strong episodes last 2 weeks.
Great episode this week with Ryan Gosling.
Fantastic host.
The Beavis and Butthead sketch.
It appears to be a viral sensation. Made
me weep. It is a viral sensation, but I was busting up.
I don't know what happened to Heidi in that sketch, but
I think
she must have not seen them.
Yes. I think that is definitely, she had not seen them and then was surprised by them. And it's an incredible image.
Yeah.
Where do you land on this?
I vote I Bet You Think About Me. I'd imagine you'd fight me on that.
No. I mean, like I said, either one of these going on this deep is like, it's a bit of an overperformance. So
was great on SNL, by the way. All the headlines went to Gosling, but he was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very solid. You know who was great was Ray.
Yes, she was the really talk of the...
knocked my socks off. Didn't know who it was.
She really stood out. No, I'd never heard of her.
Last Great American Dynasty versus Clean.
To Glad.
Tolgad.
Tolgad, yeah. Pardon me.
A love matchup. Lover versus The Way I Loved You.
I would go The Way I Loved You.
Wow, I would go Lover.
Okay. We'll go Lover because it'll lose to Forever and Always next round.
Wow. And you're putting through Forever and Always up against Sparks Fly.
I love Sparks Fly, but yeah.
Okay. Look at us zooming along.
Look at
people
us.
People said we could never be done.
People said that the weird
scroll of challenge.com would mess us up and we wouldn't be able to scroll back to the top of the bracket. They were dead wrong.
Chris, the Blue Jays have activated Jordan Romano and Eric Swanson. Does that change your outlook?
That is great news because they desperately need pitching help.
They have optioned Nate Pearson and unfortunately they have DFA'd your beloved Mitch White.
No, that sucks.
Not hot Mitch White.
Mitch White is insanely hot. I know, it's crazy. I know.
Is he hotter than Kevin Kiermaier?
What? Yes. You're so white. sorry.
As if I'm the only person out there who finds Kevin Kiermaier hot.
That's like a... we always talk about Paul Rudd. He's the straight white guy.
I thought it was Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is the other one.
Yeah, the people's sexiest man. It's only the straight white guys who find him.
He's in that camp of, like, a straight white man finds him.
You don't think Kevin Kiermaier's handsome?
He's handsome, but, like, he's that kind of handsome.
You know who I hate to say is not handsome? Dalton Varsho. There's something weird going on with Dalton. No, Mookie Betts is handsome.
Dalton, oh, sure.
Something
weird. Dalton Varsho looks like he was cobbled together in a lab, for sure.
He has sad eyes.
What if they announced there was a new live action Winnie the Pooh movie and Dalton Varsho was playing Eeyore?
Oh, Dalton.
All Too Well versus The Very First Night. All Too Well's got to walk here, surely.
Fine.
Although I do love The Very First Night.
Take me back, we go back in time.
Wonderland versus Change. This is a crazy bracket.
Yeah. Is this an Elite Eight matchup? Wonderland and Change?
I think it's a Sweet 16.
I'd go Change.
I'd go Wonderland for sure.
Okay, Wonderland. You seem stronger on it than I am.
I am pretty strong on it. August versus 7.
Oh.
Brutal, brutal matchup. Right next to each other in the track list, too. Yeah. Hey, you know what I realized the other day?
What do you think? Sorry, go ahead. What'd you realize?
7 is the 7th song on the Folklore. August is the 8th song, and it's the 8th month of the year.
Wow.
And the 1 is the first track. Just something to think about. I don't know. I feel like I've become more partial to 7. Just, I think, almost because it's so stripped back.
Yeah.
Listen. And, like...
7, the verses, I'm like, whatever, slow, boring. But the chorus is good.
But the bridge as well.
The bridge is also
cool. I think August is superior musically, but Seven is so puts the lyrics so front and center and does such a good job with them that I feel like it works. They're both 9.5 plus for me. So.
Wow. Do you need me on this?
These are two of her 15 best songs. I want you on that wall.
I got that reference. You know what? Can't win every year. I say we go Seven.
Wow. Wow. Huge.
The August fans were spoiled.
Yeah. Hey, they still have.
They were expecting they another romp.
Banner in the rafters.
Yeah.
No one can take that away from them. Mine versus Out of the Woods. This is a crazy bracket.
You have so much problem with like anything that didn't come out after 2020.
What? You lost your marbles.
Anything that isn't Folklore or Evermore, you're like, it's crazy that this made it this far.
Out of the Woods? Mine, sure, perfectly understandable. Out of the Woods being in the top 16 is a little crazy. Listen, sometimes you get an
easy run. This is mine.
It's true. And where is Blank Space? Did Blank Space go in round one? It must have. It
literally must have. I think it went up against another mega hit, if I remember correctly.
Red versus Death by a Thousand Cuts. I'm going Red here.
I would vote Red. I'd imagine you'd vote Debactica.
I would. How strongly do you feel about Red? You said it was your new favorite Taylor Swift song.
Well, here's the question. How strongly do you feel about Red? Because I still quite like Death by a Thousand Cuts. What do you think
like
about Red? Red?
I think Red's great. Would it be
I don't like the
top five favorite from Red? Probably not.
I don't like the Red. I don't like that.
That's you're doing the ting tings.
I don't know what that means.
The dra
Losing him was rat.
That's a completely different song that sounds to be by Kesha.
That's she does that. She does like you, little Kesha thing.
But you were like losing him was in a very Keshian cadence.
I think you saw TikToks of Renee Rapp and Kesha performing
together. Mm-hmm. Back Coachella. In the news, she changed the lyrics.
Yes, she did. I'm fine with Death by a Thousand Cuts. It's probably a technically more interesting song than Red.
Okay. I'm happy with both. I think they're both great achievements. Hits Different versus Marjorie. This is also crazy.
You gotta come to terms with what we're doing here. You are continuously rocked by the premise of these episodes.
I'm wowed. There is one part in at least in every one of these episodes where I'm like, why are we doing this? And the numbers agree with me. Numbers don't lie, like Petriello.
They're plummeting.
Where do you land on this one? I'm happy with either of these.
I'd vote Hits Different.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, Grandma.
Shouldn't have been so racist. I bet you think about
Taylor Swift's grandmother is racist
versus Last Great American Dynasty. Just the concept of grandmas.
Last Great.
I agree. Lover versus Forever and Always. You kind of tipped your hand. Last round.
I would vote Forever and Always.
Fine.
You want to know?
It's not.
How often I would vote Forever and Always? Forever and Always, baby.
It's not really a how often question.
Fuck you.
How often do you go to eat? Forever. We're losing our marbles.
We got what? Eight songs left? Things are getting dense.
Yes, eight songs.
We gotta finish this so I can start listening to Noah Kahan before I go to his concert tonight.
Hey, that'll be huge. All Too Well versus Wonderland.
All Too Well.
I think it's got to be All Too Well.
This is the 10
Mine versus Seven.
I'd vote Mine.
I go Seven here, but I'm not
strong.
I'm not opposed, is what I'll say. I would not be furious. Although I do think Seven might be your best song. That's just how I feel. Nico and Vince.
Listen, I really like mine. You want to do the out of 10? Are you going to do a 10 out of 10 for 7? Can I even beat you?
I mean, like, it's hard to say because it's like, do I think it's a perfect song? Yes.
All right, send through 7.
Death by a Thousand Cuts versus Hits Different.
Death by a Thousand Cuts.
I think that's right. And then Lover, or no, no. The Last Great American Dynasty versus Forever and Always.
I would vote Forever and Always.
Yeah, you would.
But I would also be... I would maybe accept that the right thing to do is send through The Last Great American Dynasty.
If that's how you feel, then we'll send it through. Okay, final four.
The final four. I really
love the way Challenge designed this scrolling tool. All Too Well 10-minute version versus 7. I feel like this is where you make your stand.
I have to shut down 7 here, I'm afraid.
All right, that's fine. And then...
Final Four, very respectable for an
Death
album.
Death by a Thousand Cuts versus Last Great American Dynasty. This side of the bracket worked out great for me.
Yeah, I think this whole bracket worked out great for you. Emilio.
Griffin's psyche, Emilio's version.
Do you think anyone else even remembers why I keep him subtweeting Emilio? Emilio last year.
It's not even a subtweet. You're adding him with your voice.
Last year, after the bracket, Emilio told Chris that Chris deferred too often to me, so. And that made me question the integrity of the bracket. Question Emilio's opinion of me.
Mm-hmm.
No. Emilio's a nice guy. Big Blue Jays fan.
Mm-hmm. He was just talking about Jose Barrios for the Cy Young.
Listen, the people are just talking. Streets are saying.
He has an ERA of 1 for the season.
I'd give it
to him. I think he should win it.
Jeez.
I mean, there's no losers here.
No.
I know I have an answer. One loser.
These are your two favorite Taylor Swift songs, I've heard.
Two of my top 10 for sure.
Wow. All right. Who? What's your answer?
I'd go Last Great American Dynasty.
I think you're right.
Okay. And then All Too Well versus Last Great American Dynasty. And we do need to go back and check what the final four were last year and see if this was all completely pointless.
Should we also recap their run to the final here? Try and track these two?
Sure, we can track these two. I love what Challenge is doing. Okay, All Too Well. All Too Well, we have to say, was the 96th seed.
Yeah, what a miracle run. Seeds are randomized, All Too Well, of course. Tough first round
Back
matchup.
To December, Invisible String, Exile. Tough that was one. Kind of, I think that was the chance it had to get knocked off its run here.
Yeah.
The very first night, Wonderland, 7. So definitely faced some competition.
Yeah, not an easy run by any means.
Last Great American Dynasty faced
That's
Tim
American
McGraw.
Graffiti? Oh.
We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Clean, similar, very tough third round matchup.
Yeah.
I Bet You Think About Me, Forever and Always, Death by a Thousand Cuts.
So both of these songs have knocked
off some
mega
for either of these.
No. And last year's Final Four, Chris, do you have that information available for us in your Challenge profile? Does it have a bracket
history?
Do you
have it? Griffin, you want the top 8?
Sure, give us the Elite 8.
Crazy. The Elite 8, or so tied, so the Elite 8 round, topping out at the Elite 8, were Shake It Off, Paper Rings, Exile, and Blank Space.
Okay, 4 great songs.
The final 4 teams were Love Story and Mine.
I was clearly
and then,
stronger last year.
Yeah. And then in the final, August, of course, knocked off Forever and Always.
Wow, I was really strong last year. I was really pushing my songs through. And it all comes down to this. All Too Well, the favorite, 10 minutes of music.
Yeah.
An epic journey. When she announced 10-minute version, I thought, okay, for sure at least 3 of these are piano and guitar. 3 of these 10. But no, they're all song.
Mm-hmm.
That's very impressive. The Last Great American Dynasty. One of, a terrific example of her storytelling.
100 years of history.
100 years of history against 10 minutes of music. Both, I think, are phenomenal examples of her brilliant storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Two worthy, worthy champions. I think sometimes the favorite wins. I would vote on
Too Well. I think you're right. All right.
Wow. Wow. Maybe 1 year later than we should have, we have crowned All Too Well 10 Taylor.
Clicking end Taylor the tournament. Taylor version. Oh, what a battle. Yes. What a battle.
Four of your songs in the top four, I will say.
My songs.
The Slam of Screen Doors. And look at that. Too we true. Are basically on time. We're at 65 minutes.
Well, there you go, folks. I'm sure that was tons of fun to listen to.
I think
if so. If you are one of the plummeting viewers...
Tell your Taylor Swift friends.
Absolutely. Tell your Taylor Swift friends to listen. Kind of try and recoup the difficult balance that we were trying to strike here. I hope...
I feel like last year we made up the sports people tuning out with Taylor people tuning in, but asking Taylor people to tune into a 3-episode arc a little bigger.
Yeah.
If I could get analytical with our performance. I've
heard of Little Big Planet, but this?
I don't
know.
We'll be back to Sportsnet's week. It'll be playoffs to talk about.
Sportsnet's. That's what you said. Bit of a Freudian slip.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be talking playoffs. The Blue Jays will, of course, be leading the AL East by then, so that'll be exciting, coming off their sweep of the Yankees.
Sweep.
Yeah, so please remember to do all of the related things. HFLC Podcast on Twitter. Griffin Porter 97 C Cousin Jan. And until next time, please, what are you doing? Rubbing your beard?
You can see my face.
No, because the challenge window of me sharing my screen is perfectly blocking your chin.
No, I'm not rubbing my beard. Does that sound like I'm...
There was a bit of a beard rub-esque sound.
Is it this?
It's that.
There is bubble wrap behind my computer.
Until next time, please keep your floors high and your ceilings low. Pre-pop!
I've already popped it all. So now it's just plastic. Please keep your floors high and your ceilings low.
I said that! You don't listen to me!
Well, no, it has to be the last thing we say at the end of the episode. And this is all staying in.
Please keep your floors high and your ceilings low.